This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. From today's passage, the book of Malachi, Leroy offers sound advice on what to do when the excitement of Christian living is gone. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
I've heard it said that in the Christian life, you are either moving forward or going backward. But as I've thought about this, I think I know of people who seem to be on kind of a spiritual plateau. They aren't in rebellion against God. They are not living in open or secret sin. But they aren't making any progress either. They haven't led anyone to Christ in years. And they aren't really excited about anything related to the kingdom of God. They seem to have leveled off and are cruising on some kind of a spiritual automatic pilot. During the time of Malachi, the prophet, the people of God were a lot the same way. They were existing on a plateau of lukewarm mediocrity. The 50,000 Jews who returned to Jerusalem from their captivity in Babylon had been settled in Judah now for over 70 years. But the Messiah spoken of by Haggai and Zechariah had not come yet. As the people settled down to the humdrum of daily living, all excitement about a genuine and intimate relationship with God seemed to have drained away. Even the worship of God had become an empty chore. This is the background against which Malachi speaks, calling this lukewarm community of believers to return to a living and vital relationship with God. It is fascinating to note that in 47 of the 55 verses of this book, God speaks with first-person directness to His people. The book of Malachi is a call by God to His lukewarm, bored people to be faithful during a time when heaven seems to be silent and still. Notice how God begins in Malachi chapter 1, verse 2. "I have loved you," says the Lord. It is love that binds God to His own. And it is love that God seeks from His own. But throughout the book, we see their love for God is cooled, and He is seeking to rekindle the fire in their hearts. Christian, how is it with you today? Is your heart on fire toward God? Or have the embers of past years turned to ashes? Has the excitement of walking with Christ disappeared in the humdrum of daily life? If you lost a month's pay in cash, how hard would you look for it? Most of us would turn things upside down and wouldn't rest until we found it. If the joy has gone from your Christian life, how hard are you looking for it? Christian, open your Bible. Get on your knees and seek the Lord. He wants to walk with you again in the devotion and commitment of your first love. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the most radical invitation ever issued, and what it means to respond. Join us on Daily Discipleship.